Dara Haaretz Kodmila Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ruchama Walcha, and this week we're focusing on the middah of Kavod Atzmi, self-respect. As we've said many times now, every human being needs to feel valued. And this isn't a new age snowflake generation idea. The Alter of Slabodka himself says that everybody needs Kavod. Everybody needs to feel respected. We have this deep psychological need to feel valid, to feel like we matter, to feel like we make a difference. But unfortunately, because of this, we often end up looking for validation from people around us. And we see this in the social media industry, which is completely built on the human need for validation. It's all about wanting approval and compliments from other people based on where you are or what you're wearing or what you're doing or what you're eating. There's this deep craving for shares and likes and comments, and the whole industry feeds into this need for validation, this psychological need that people have to feel like they matter. I want to discuss this idea about the need for validation based on an idea that I heard from the Chief Rabbi of South Africa, Rabbi Warren Goldstein. And it's a really important thing to think about, because there's a massive danger in this need to impress other people. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos Perek Dalet says that kinah, taiva, and kavod, which is a need for honor or admiration from other people, is mitzi es ha'adam min ha'olam. It can take a person out of the world. Because caring too much about what other people think is absolutely devastating. It causes people to make terrible choices. It ruins relationships. It ruins people financially by causing them to spend money that they don't have to impress other people. It creates anxiety because of this constant pressure for everything to look good all the time. But worst of all, it's mitzi es ha'adam min ha'olam. It removes me from my world, from my own world, because it takes me to a point where I'm no longer myself, where there's this some kind of false version of me that I've created to impress other people, but that isn't me. And that's the worst feeling of all, when I'm no longer living for myself, when I'm living for other people based on what I think is going to impress them instead of by my true values. Mitzi es ha'adam min ha'olam means that to a certain extent I've lost my own life. It's a very frightening idea. So the big question is how to navigate this tension between the real primal need that we have to make a difference and to feel like we matter, which again the Alter of Slabodka says is an essential human need. The need for kavod, he says, is an essential human need. And at the same time, the idea that kavod is mitzi es ha'adam min ha'olam, it takes me out of the world. It's like a contradiction. The reality that trying to achieve this validation is so self-destructive. How do we feel this deep psychological need that Hashem created in us without completely destroying ourselves in the process? So there is another Mishnah in Avos in Perek Dalet that describes three crowns of honor. Keser Torah, the crown of Torah, Keser Kohuna, the crown of Kohuna, of priesthood, and Keser Malchus, the crown of a king. And then it says that there's a fourth crown that's better than all of these, the Keser Shem Tov, the crown of a good name or of a good reputation. The Rambam says that this Keser Shem Tov, the crown of the good reputation, is referring to a person who has a good reputation in the eyes of Hashem. And that's a reputation that comes from living a Torah life, a life of values. This, says the Rambam, this is the Shem HaTov HaAmiti. This is a truly good reputation. Meaning, reputation matters and validation matters, but not when it comes from other people. Only when it comes from Hashem is it the definition of a truly good reputation. So back to our question. We all need recognition. We all need to feel like we make a difference, to feel like we matter. But, and it's a big but, we need this from Hashem. When this validation comes from other people, it's fleeting, it's irrelevant, and it doesn't fill us. It's like drinking salt water, it just makes us more thirsty. Chazal say that kol ha'roidef achar ha'kavod, kavod bo reach mimenu. When someone chases after recognition or honor, it just keeps running away from him. You never feel this recognition we're trying so hard to get, so desperately to get. Because when it comes from other people, it isn't actually meaningful. We never really feel validated. Because there's this constant effort of keeping up this game, of trying to impress. But Hashem is eternal. And so if Hashem is impressed with us, that really is meaningful recognition. Only recognition from Hashem can fill this deep psychological need that a person has to feel valid, for covered, in the deepest possible way. And the good news is that it's actually so much easier to impress Hashem. How do you impress people? It's impossible. It's impossible to know what they're going to think of something. I can buy the most magnificent shaitel and think I'm going to impress everybody, and then nobody likes it. I can go into debt to make a bar mitzvah that will be the talk of the town, and then everyone will judge me for being over the top. Or maybe someone else will make a better bar mitzvah next week. People are fickle. There's no formula for how to impress them. We actually have zero control over what other people are going to think of us, and that's essentially a recipe for anxiety. But when it comes to impressing Hashem, we have control. Hashem gave us a Torah with instructions of exactly what to do. And that's the formula for getting this feeling of validation that is actually meaningful and even eternal. Think about it. Think about the last time that you tried to impress someone. You made an amazing dessert, or you wore an awesome dress, or you shared a great hot take on the news. How did it feel? And how long did it last? And now contrast that with the time that you stayed calm when you were provoked, or you forgave someone who hurt you, or you chose integrity instead of an easy way out. That was the real deal. That was actually self-validating. That's real self-worth. Thank you for learning together.